Welcome to the True Travelers Society Daily Podcast for November 25th, 2025, a quick update where innovation meets impact in the world of conscious travel. Today, we'll dive into hope-filled climate education, hospitality that protects marine environments, and medical volunteers delivering care under fire. Let's start with a story of healing and global solidarity. Dr. Elise Thorburn from Newfoundland spent the last month volunteering at Al-Ali Arab Baptist Hospital in Gaza as part of a GLIA and World Health Organization medical delegation. She joined a team operating through intense shortages, often without enough supplies or mattresses, working in tented emergency wards. Despite exhaustion and constant danger, local doctors and nurses keep showing up, strengthening a message for the world: people do care. Thorburn's call for more international volunteers reminds us that meaningful impact sometimes means simply standing in solidarity and traveling to serve where help is needed most. Next, a creative answer to climate anxiety in education. The University of Oxford's Museum of Climate Hope has launched an uplifting museum trail and digital platform for students gripped by eco-distress. Rather than doom and gloom, this initiative highlights stories of resilience, innovation, and community action. From beaver rewilding to participatory textile art about local rivers, their pedagogy of hope helps young people connect with sustainability in hands-on, positive ways. For travelers and tourism operators, it's a reminder to share local stories of climate solutions and to make environmental education engaging, a critical approach as the demand for experiential, meaningful travel grows. Now let's set sail for the Pacific, where hospitality is taking conservation seriously. The Four Seasons Explorer, operating in Palau, a UNESCO marine sanctuary, offers a new kind of floating hotel. Unlike traditional cruises, guests enjoy flexible, low-impact itineraries, front-row access to pristine reefs, and the opportunity to learn about reef restoration and traditional navigation from local guides and marine biologists. Palau, the first nation to declare its entire ocean territory an eco-sanctuary, requires every visitor to sign an eco-pledge. The Explorer's partnership with community experts models how luxury tourism can prioritize both mobility and marine protection, all while supporting local economies. Rounding out today's headlines, at the recent UN Climate Summit in the Amazon, indigenous voices and local communities stepped front and center in demanding climate justice. Despite disappointing political outcomes, Brazilian organizers used river flotillas, forest walks, and cultural talks to refocus climate solutions on nature, social equity, and true community-led stewardship. An example for anyone designing travel programs with impact. Here's what you need to remember. Volunteer travel and meaningful tourism are most powerful when they respond directly to urgent needs, whether in hospitals, classrooms, rainforests, or reef sanctuaries. Sustainable travel is shifting toward flexibility, education, equity, and measurable local benefit. If you're inspired to serve, educate, or travel with purpose, subscribe to True Travelers Society Daily, visit our website for volunteer opportunities, and share these stories with your community. Together, let's keep building a world where travel transforms both the traveler and the places we visit.